What did I just
What
say?
Did you just ask?
What's the name of this?
John.
What's the name of this
John? Podcast, bro? You can't just say what's the name of this John. Why not?
We're called Dear John.
Yeah. What's the name of this John?
Oh, here it is.
Up your ass.
All right, look. So I actually wanted to end the podcast with this.
Okay, let's do it, but just tell us before we start recording.
Well, all right, we had homework.
Is this a eulogy?
No, we had homework.
Did we? What'd my teacher say?
Well, it's questions, and again, he wanted like 7 to 10 questions.
I wrote them down.
You did. You have 7 questions, 7 to 10 questions.
So I got like 9.
Okay, me too.
Oh, yeah, you too, Mike.
So this right here, we haven't seen each other in what? Since my wedding?
Yeah. Which was like, no. We saw each other after because y'all shit on me.
Hold on,
not
wait.
Going.
You're married?
I had the Rona. Then we met up a couple episodes after that.
Shocker.
Okay, you haven't seen me since I've moved to the new house.
For sure.
I haven't seen you since you were supposed to come to Jackson's birthday and you didn't.
Damn. Well, I have an excuse, and I think I told you about it.
You did, I was there.
You're talking about this birthday? This past birthday?
Yeah, I was supposed to be there.
When did you see him before that?
No, that was a joke, stupid.
That was a terrible joke. He's asking a serious question.
Oh, it's a serious question?
Yeah, it's a serious question.
This ain't a serious podcast.
So it never is. I was on my way. Well, not really on my way.
Fuck, he's already lying.
I wanted to go. Oh, shit, I'm on the stand. Like, I'm sweating. You should have made me swear on the Bible.
By the way, you got to realize that we can't say a cuss word. It's like the first whatever.
Nine seconds?
No. What is it? I don't know what the time
is. Oh, it's like 9 minutes.
Okay.
The first 9 minutes?
Let's try to keep it clean as possible.
Wait, the first 9 minutes?
Unless you want to find yourself. I don't know what it is. Gary said 9 minutes. I don't know what
9 minutes of no cursing. Let's go. Right now. Starting right now.
Fuck.
But what I... Do not curse. Stupid's not a bad word, but I remember it. Let me see. If Jackson says, whoa, you messed it up for us.
Algorithm's dead.
If Jackson says stupid to you, are you like...
Oh, to him, yeah. That's
stupid you. Hey, dumb baby, learn how to insult.
If he says something like that to anyone.
Yeah.
Or what if he like stubs his toe on the bed and he says, stupid, would you be angry at him?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think stupid's a bad word.
Okay.
Because I think people can be that. So I'm like, it's okay. You can call somebody stupid if they're stupid. But if he said, like, he stubbed his tongue, he's like, ah, fuck. Oh, first of all, why is your voice so deep?
Second of all, impressive. Second of all,
really nice, actually, the diction.
The diction. That's your son.
But no, I don't know. I guess I'm different when it comes to, like, curse words. I don't care too much.
But even does your daughter curse?
No, she's not allowed to.
But she's like 14,
13.
No,
like 12, 13,
15? 13. 13. 13. I was close. Stop aging me. Yeah, I had her when I was 9.
Didn't you? Fuck.
That's wild.
How wild disrespectful is what that was, the fuck?
Hey, I didn't want to say anything. That's a you and him thing.
It's your place. Stick around, though. You guys going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to be in here. You came waiting. Back.
There's like 3 elephants in the room. There's me. Then there's this actual new place that we haven't talked about. Then there's you were saying that you had an idea.
Oh, fuck. I thought that was not the elephant I was thinking of.
That was 3. I'm the first. I already called me. I stole your joke for you, baby. Don't you trip. We back, baby.
What were we talking about?
You were saying you had an idea.
There's 3 elephants and 1 weasel.
You were walking.
Oh, no. I was telling you the story about why I didn't show up. Did you go to Jackson's first birthday party?
Of course he did.
It was his first birthday.
Of course he did.
So I was planning to go.
Okay.
But
I was growing a mullet.
But the tequila was flowing.
Tequila.
And I was at a baby shower, and I was just like, it doesn't make sense for me to
drive. You chose an unborn baby over my born baby. It's already here. That's like when somebody's saving you a parking space, and then somebody pulls up, and they're like, they're not even here. Move.
If anybody was wondering why we haven't gotten together, there you go.
Yeah.
You're the reason.
I am.
You the crypto.
That baby wasn't even real. Yeah. Not a real baby yet.
Anyway, you were saying.
So that day, the tequila was floating. I looked at Al. I'm like, yo, man.
It was floating?
I was going to let that slide.
That shit was in space?
I was going to let that slide. Because if we nitpick everywhere he says, he's not going to finish his story. But go ahead.
It's like the old days.
Yeah, 100%.
The tequila was flowing.
Not floating. It was flowing.
Oh, now it's you, motherfucker. I was letting them go.
We back, baby.
We back.
The tequila was flowing.
Was the fountain? There's a fountain there?
No.
The tequila fountain.
You're like, fuck Jackson.
Fuck, why'd you say that?
That's what he said. That's what he said. He was at the
fountain. God
damn. That
was the thing. Yo, he's
won, bro. Fuck Jackson.
Hey, bro.
He was on the gram, yo.
Yeah. We at the fucking first birthday party. Fuck Jackson.
Baby shower.
Hey, babe, should I send it? Should I send it to him?
Gary's foul, man. Jackson was crying. He was like, Gary. Gary.
Only word he said the whole night.
Gary.
Just like that.
Like, I said felt it like bad.
He said it like Chuck and Larry when he would go, Larry. Like he was his dead wife. Oh, man.
Gary,
but yeah.
Finish the story, Gary.
So the tequila was flowing.
Flowing, not floating.
Not
floating. Am I
right? Not floating.
Yeah.
And side note, I did pour a tequila shot for Al when she got home today. And I said that I poured it as a luge from my asshole into her cup. And she's like, why would you say that? Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
It's like mountain spring water, baby. And she had to go through the creek.
All
or
right.
The crack.
Yo, I left my essential unattended. I don't know what he did to that.
Yeah, I just drank the whiskey too.
Yeah, we just drank it shit in his house, coming from his ass.
We're just drinking it.
It was clear tequila.
Fuck,
that's nasty, man.
Yep.
I'm beginning to wonder if the tequila was flowing.
So the tequila was flowing. You were dancing the night away.
No, I was chilling. I was eating.
You were sucking beer out of a baby bottle.
I did do that. But I didn't win that game.
Was this before or after you decided not to go to Jackson's party?
Yeah, at what point did you decide to say, fuck Jackson?
This
like,
was before.
When did that kick in?
This was after the games. This was after the games.
You were todo tirado?
I wasn't tirado. Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
I'm getting to that point.
If you can.
If I can.
You can try.
So are you trying to say that Al sabotaged Jackson's birthday?
Low key. It's always Al.
Oh,
blame
shit.
Al. Blame Al. Blame all.
Blame all the Al's.
Blame all the Al.
No. Blame all on Al. Yeah. Blame all on Al. Always.
Always.
Al. So, look. And then I decided, all right, I'm too drunk to drive an hour from where I'm at. To your mom's house and
where about to live.
Yeah.
Where about to live.
And so I said, all right, it's just in my best interest not to drive. I'ma stay here. I got your son a gift.
You did.
I got him two gifts.
You did.
You did.
And so
kinda. One and a half.
One's for you.
Yeah, I'm a half.
You're
but
gonna
I'm gonna
enjoy
share with
it.
Him. I'm gonna share with him though.
When he's old enough.
Now.
Or when he's 21.
Now. You know how hard it is to make a baby go to sleep?
You putting the whiskey in his tongue?
No, he's putting 6 ounces in the bottle. It's the pirate's life for me.
Do you want to share with the people what it is you got the baby?
Yeah, Captain Jack Sparrow. He got him a bottle of whiskey.
I got him a gift card to Target.
Okay.
Because
I'm poor.
And, well, I mean, I don't know what you like, what he likes. Right?
Neither do I. He's one, bro.
Yeah, so
knows.
You take him there.
He had a registry.
Say, you.
He said he had a registry.
Dude, you do?
Did anybody else look at you? Looked at it?
Yeah, I got a gift.
You're
gonna
make him feel bad, man. Come on.
I didn't know that. What the fuck you think I'm here? I'm just here for the happiness, for the reunion? No.
I didn't read the
invitation. He didn't
tell
invitation. You probably. He probably didn't tell you.
You
I'm
didn't
just
tell
being
me.
A dick. I'm just being a dick.
You didn't tell me he had a registry.
You didn't tell me you had a mullet, but here we are.
Why you got porn pop up here?
Yeah. What's it blocking?
Ad block plus.
You know, the only way that you would have 408 ads that need to be blocked is if they're porn pop-ups.
Oh, exactly. Shit. They are 408.
Yep. 408. Yep. This motherfucker said, I've been here all day.
Hey, yo, let me get my phone so I can record his screen.
We're thinking he'd be in here trying to fucking fix the pod. Like, no, I've been here all day.
Just beat my meat. Beat my
meat. Hey, if we're going to be honest, this is Gary's jerk room.
100%.
I got no meat left. Just fucking crusty, foreskin. Crusty towels.
Gary's like, does this smell like weed in here? Like, no, it smells like semen.
He jacked off like 50 times. I gotta smoke.
I can't even come no more.
It's like that picture of, what was it, like Cartman's dad? Was that part where he's sitting in his covered in cum in Gary's Twitch chair?
That's true.
Ya no tengo nada en el tanque.
Okay, so Gary, try to finish your story, Gary.
El tanque. El tanque. El tanque.
Try to finish your story, Gary.
All right, so listen.
So you were wasted.
No, not yet.
Oh, not you weren't even.
I was
yet.
Eating all the Filipino food. I was eating all the tacos because there was a taco
was
man.
Was it lumpia?
And then there was lumpia. There was pancit. There was.
I had a way better taco man.
I bet.
Secret menu, son.
I bet. But I really do like this taco guy because he doesn't fuck up the chicken. We've actually had him here. No dry chicken. No dry chicken.
For your pancita.
Yeah, exactly. No, but listen, I was angry because I took 50 milligrams of an edible. I took...
Light work.
Nah, fuck that.
Was this before or after you made a decision not to come to this party?
Yeah,
this
was at after. What point did you make the decision?
This was late. This was like...
Give me a fucking timeline.
I say I wasn't going to his party anymore around like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, as I was sitting on the curb waiting for his car to pull up,
yeah,
I get the text. And I just kick dirt.
Yeah. I saw him come through the driveway, sad as fuck.
Yeah,
little kid yelling, kiwi. No,
he just fell in like Michael Cera in Anger Management. No, that was not that show. That show he was on, not Anger Management.
Stupid Arrested Development.
Yes.
He's like, I know, it's two words.
He had to make sure
Arrested
stupid.
Development.
Mr. Wind. Is that Arrested Development?
No. It is.
But that beginning was terrible.
No. Hold on. No, you guys are making me feel bad.
It's Mr.
Keep
Wind,
talking.
Though.
Keep yeah. talking.
So then, all right. So then, y'all know Arby. Blame Arby always. Oh.
That's not what you said. You.
I like it a lot.
See, I nailed it. Right. I nailed RB, the impression.
Did we meet RB at the best
room? So we're watching. Yeah, we're watching UFC.
He was in our room. No, whose room? He was in our room.
Yeah, he was in your room.
He was in our room.
RB,
he was
the big tall room. Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna Uber eat something." And so I'm like, cool, let's get into it.
Baby shower that has lumpia and pancit.
Baby shower was over by this time, pretty much. It was just the homies, and we were just watching UFC.
You hear that, the homies?
Yeah.
By this time, it was like...
UFC on my TV, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like 9 o'clock, or it was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so there was still time.
No, for sure.
Okay.
I was there.
Yep, you were.
He hands me the bag.
Damn, you got the bag?
The bag.
The bag.
RP takeoff.
I
did a bad thing.
The bag thing.
That's terrible, bro.
No, that was good.
I hate that both of y'all shot that shot together.
I did a bag.
Come on, you say it.
Good job, Bruce.
Come on, man. He nailed that one.
I missed you. Why are you all the way over there?
Yo, Gary looks like a high school janitor.
Jesus Christ, where did that come from, bro?
What time is it?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You
know, yeah, that's right.
Hey, it doesn't even make sense that I picked up my phone and looked what time it was. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What time is it right there? 10:16.
You got a notepad? Somebody got to have a notepad.
Yeah, you got to know when to cut
going forward. We're fixing all this. Okay, anyway.
He hands me the bag thing.
Get a bag.
I hate that you stuck with it. Like you said, the joke brought it back.
And that's I pull out a long.
And you never pull out.
Fruit. I pull out the Fruit of the Loop. Not the.
What the fuck you ordering from Uber Eats?
He's all horny right now.
Why you got fruit snacks?
He's thinking about underwear.
No, what is the fruit by the inch? What's it called?
Fruit by the foot, bro. Yeah.
Little ass dick. Fruit by the inch.
He went.
Yo, he got the minis.
Yo, you Uber
Eats.
He
got the fun size.
He Uber Eats from the Dollar Tree.
He's like, yo, let me get the fruit by the inch.
How you Uber Eats from the Dollar Tree, bro?
Yo, who Uber Eats Halloween candy.
What the fuck?
I didn't talk to Fruit by the Inch.
That's the name of the episode. Clearly.
Fruit by the Inch is hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
That's the shit you got when you couldn't eat candy.
Eat each inch, I guess, of the fruit was 10 milligrams.
Oh, you got a fruit by the fruit edible. All right.
Took the whole one. Took the whole Eddie.
So my guy ordered Uber Eats weed?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it Uber Eats, but it was...
He said I ordered some weed.
Maps or some shit. But the shit that Redman runs.
Point is, the guy ordered weed candy.
Yeah.
Like a Kush Fly.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Shout out to Arby, though.
Shout out to Kush Fly. And yeah, shouts to Arby, always. Yeah, an hour later, I'm watching the UFC fights. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, got the spins. Had to go throw up for an hour. All the good food that I was...
What'd you throw up?
The lumpia, the pancit, the tacos.
Then did it taste the same when it came out?
Nah. It tastes like fucking throw up.
Oh, okay. You never had delicious throw up?
No, did you?
One time.
What was
it? I threw up like immediately after I ate it.
Just so like cotton candy? Imagine.
Yeah, I was just stuffing my face. I was at the carnival.
I remember one time.
Stuffing my face with cotton candy.
I remember one time Freak Out threw up. And like,
tell everybody, Mike. Tell everybody about it.
No.
Tell the world.
The details are not all going to be in there. Don't worry.
Oh, fine. Put them in there. No,
exactly. I got my guy. Anyway, he threw up, right? And so Trey had walked into the vicinity where he had thrown up, and he was like, "What smells?"
Vicinity.
I'm trying not to put so many details to get.
Yeah,
get,
please don't.
Anyway, so he comes into the vicinity. He's like, "What it smells so good?"
Goddamn, bro. I told you. Yo, my throat smells like good cooking.
It was cotton candy.
No, he had just had a veggie patty, bro.
Oh, shit.
So that shit smelled good to Trey, apparently. Anyway,
control. Trey's dog food.
Trey's vegetarian?
Trey's possibly. People, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Dahmer.
Good for Trey. I like that Trey is getting a little more comfortable with me. Like, he's making jokes about me.
What is it with you and just forcing this friendship?
I don't know. I think
he doesn't like you.
I've been forcing
you, and you say he doesn't like it, and that's why you force it.
I've been forcing it for years, though.
You have.
I have been.
He wants to be friends with him so bad.
No reason at all.
And
oh, now I sound good. All my jokes have been fucked up.
No, I've been hearing
you. Holy shit.
They turned you down.
Hey, turn my headphones up. Turn me down.
There you go.
Anyway.
Stand up.
Just know that you are loved.
Jesus,
what? No. It's encore, you dick. I think.
Sean Carter was born on December 4th.
Yeah, did he know his mom was gay at that point?
I'm sure he knew his mom was gay for a while.
How
can you not? He was the only child, right? I don't know,
bro.
He lived with his mom.
This your other auntie.
I thought about that. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Nah, but come on, man. You live
nah,
with
keep
mom.
Going home. Yo, stack it.
He lived with his mom.
Yo, give me a tag.
If you live with his mom, yeah. Like.
Hey, yo, guru.
Yo.
Oh, shit. Back in strap on. H to the lezo.
Fuck. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was a pretty good shot.
I can't mess with it.
No, not one bit.
Where was I?
Alright, so finish your story, Gary.
Yeah, where was I?
This is like
story?
In 20 minutes.
You have now thrown up everything from your pancita.
Okay, so I come out the bathroom. Basically, they say, "Hey, yo, you look pale." I'm like, "Yeah, man, I've been throwing up for an hour." But
I'm like,
let me just get this water bottle down. Al's like, "Hey, you're okay right now? Let's go home." And she's like, brings me home, and then I'm cool. So it was just like, I just needed to throw up after those 50 milligrams.
What did that have to do with you not going to his party?
Yeah.
That I was fucked up.
But if you would have gone, you would have never gotten that fucked up.
Yes. So I should have went.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I accept your apology.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't.
I'm sorry, Jackson.
Jackson doesn't.
I'm sorry.
Kiwi. Do it.
Is that... I'm sorry, Little Jackson.
No.
I'm sorry, Little Jackson.
No, Jameson, what you said?
No, but I'm trying to say Outkast. Yes, but I didn't know. I can't call him Miss.
Forever, ever.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Rich Jackson.
You can't call him that because I don't know how he identifies.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future. What are you going to
do? Don't put that on him.
That's
like
why
that.
I say Rich.
Rich Jackson.
Rich.
I'm sorry, Rich Jackson.
Yo, stick around. All right, so you think that justifies you not going?
Yeah.
You scared of a little DUI?
Little ass DUI?
You don't got 10K to drop, little ass DUI?
I just bought a house, bro.
Let's talk about it. Look where we at. Let's talk about
where
it.
Where is it at?
So we've been away from Nepal for a while.
Been away from each other. That's more important.
From each other, for
he
sure.
He bought a tiny house. This is it.
Yeah, this is all. I bought a single and broke up with Al. Yeah.
So I got married.
I sleep on the couch.
Here we are.
I sleep on the couch and also sit on the couch. I watch TV
this
over there.
This little nook is your view.
If you really think about it, this is all you need. Like a fridge and a bathroom over there.
Yeah, got a fridge over here.
Shit outside.
Piss outside. Yeah. Shit outside, piss outside. Yeah.
Dig a little hole.
You know what? Now that I think about it, leave out, man. Just move in here. It's good. It's all you need.
You an escalade house. I'm just going
to go. You
really
got a whole little subset to yourself. Yeah. This is wild.
Nah, this is cool.
It's a wild
fight
jerk.
Fights
nice
be good
jerk
for
room.
You. Yeah, fights will be good for you. You come over here, you be good.
I have an idea.
Pick fights on purpose?
What if this was... All right, let's say this was... this was our new setup, right? Okay. Imagine, I'm thinking... Maybe paint the background like a green screen and then just fucking put you guys in front of
whatever we want.
Yeah, on the couch, flying on
we'll
the couch.
We'll just always be somewhere different.
Yeah, why not?
Gary's dudesy.
Dudesy?
Yeah. Dudesy's always doing crazy shit on the podcast. So you're dudesy. You are going to be our AI.
Okay.
Yeah, you're our
like first. Allen Iverson.
No.
The answer. The answer. No. Fuck practice.
Okay. You're the answer, bro. No, you're the AI robots that are gonna be shooting people dead in San Francisco.
I am the T-1000.
Did you hear that they authorized that? That they were gonna allow the police robots to use deadly force. Whoa. All
right. Would you rather the policeman look like the T-1000 or
he was handsome.
Or the big motherfuckers from RoboCop. The big that fell down the steps.
My pride won't let me get killed by a good looking cop. Like I don't want a good looking cop to kill me.
Robert Patrick is good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
You know your type now.
Yeah,
he's good looking white.
And me, yeah. I don't want to have to fuck a robot. So
all right. Yeah. Second question: Who had the better entrance then, naked as can be, Arnold Schwarzenegger or
wait, what'd you call him? What was his name?
How do you say his last name?
I don't know. You tell
Arnold
me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You tell me how you say his last name.
Arnold Smartwater.
Arnold S.
My boy A.S.
Oh. My boy
Arnold.
My boy Arnold.
My boy Schwartz-Sandward.
Yo, who had it better? Schwartzy?
Arnold Schwartz-Sandward. Got it.
You know that action star? Anyway, that turned governor?
Yeah.
Him or Robert Patrick? Who had the better naked...
You
remember?
I don't remember.
You remember the butts.
I didn't watch... I watched that shit on TV. They don't show that shit on TV.
Arnold was down there looking like Atlas. He was like on one knee.
Yeah.
And then he got up and he was butt-ass naked, walked into the bar.
I love to come.
I love to come. He stole fit. Stole the bike. Found a sawed-off shotgun somewhere. I love that shit. And I also like that he was a good guy in the second one and the bad guy in the first one.
I like that. That's creative.
So you were saying the green screen, you want to paint it? Fuck it. I mean, look, this is we're here to experiment.
Or we can make it homey. I don't know. I could ask Al, hey, yo, what do you think we should do with this place?
I mean, we're dudes. I mean, I'm not a dude.
What,
I'm
are you
not,
put floral wallpaper?
If this was...
No, she wouldn't do that.
If you're talking about your home, the actual, not this area, okay, you can decorate, but this is our place, and I don't know. I'm not the type of person.
Damn, Mike's already claiming it. He's like, yo, I'm going to live here, so...
Hey, you invited me.
Yo, if I'm going to live here...
If I'm going to live here...
I should get a choice on the paint.
This shit here, leave it as is.
Yo, you know how this is both of ours?
It's kind of like... All three of ours right now.
Damn, Mike's already trying to move it on your mirror.
Can the camera see all the mathematician shit, like your beautiful mind shit you got on your wall here?
Yeah, I don't know. Can it? You tell me. Is it?
No, I could barely see.
You got a splash.
It's usually your camera.
Oh yeah, my camera could see that shit.
So for the people out there, Gary,
hieroglyphics.
Yeah, Gary got a beautiful mind shit going up here. Got math problems on top on his wall that he want to get rid of. But we told him, I think it was Ricardo that told him that it might be some sort of
time travel.
No. Or yeah, it could be the formula for time travel.
That might take us into the quantum realm or whatever.
Hey yo,
we might have the quantum.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go get him.
Al told me today. She's like,
okay, fine, Gary, you can go to space.
You know, because we're transparent with each other.
Yeah, I don't care how you guys identify. I thought you were
going somewhere.
It's
somewhere
fine. I'm not going to judge either one of you guys. If you guys want to be trans parents, you guys want to be straight parents.
I hope I never grow
up. You guys want to be bi parents? Be whatever kind of parents you guys want to be.
I'm a dog dad. Look,
I'm transparent now. I'm both mom and dad.
Oh
yeah, man. Me too. I'm trans.
Getting that shit from a bag like windows. Right. So
we tell each other everything that goes on, like online or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like if we get like messages, if we get some DMs. Fucking DMs, right? So she got a DM from this one dude. And she has told me about him before. She's like, oh, I deleted him after he said this, and then I didn't block him until after he said this.
Fuck.
He said, oh man, I forgot. Some wild shit. But he ended it with, you were supposed to be my wife. and I was started clowning her. I was like, in a different universe, you'd be married to this dude. And then I started laughing, but you're married to me.
He's alternate universe you. He also has a mullet.
But you said it because what? He's a billionaire or some shit?
He ain't no billionaire. I don't even know him. I've never seen him.
The way you said it, I thought you said it like, that's why you married to me. Like, it's a joke.
All right, but I'm glad you laughed. But do we need to pull up?
Nah. I don't even know where he lives. I don't even know nothing about him.
You got a search engine right in front of you.
I'm fucking.
Yeah, you should Bing his address.
Bing!
Or maybe ask Jeeps. I don't know.
I'm fucking confident in my steez, or what do you
call
it?
You're married to her, bro. You don't need to worry about anything.
Exactly.
you did your thing.
You know my steez.
I don't. She does. That's all that matters.
I'm just looking at your thigh right now. You know my steez.
I got to go talk to her about, like, okay, I live here now.
Gary was really looking at my thigh today.
My ass chair. So I live here now.
Wait, so did it stop? She blocked him and that was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that was today. That was today. So I have no.
Oh,
really...
so you might catch him in the bushes tomorrow.
Maybe.
And then you have to kill him.
Hopefully not. I mean, I got.
He's a big dude. He's Cock Diesel.
I got ADT.
Well, yeah. What if he's huge?
That's a stunt, though. That's a stunt.
What's a stunt?
I don't care if you have ADT in your house, like where you.
You just got the sign on the lawn. Bitch, I know the trick.
What you do is you got APS. What you got on your computer? All you got is ad blockers. You ain't got no ADT.
You got AIDS.
All right, y'all want to get ADD?
He's like, yo, want to break into my house? I call the cops.
Hey, go ahead, try it.
But you guys were talking about that.
He has booby trapped like Home Alone.
That's his ADT.
His security sign is protected by Gary.
Terrible.
I got mad fucking paint cans hang from the tree.
He has a neighbor with a big ass snow shovel.
Old man Carruthers. Oh, that's Simpsons, huh?
Yeah, that's Simpsons.
Old man Carruthers.
No, wait, so do you really
just go to different places?
Do you really have
and
ADT?
I'm not in the car with you right now.
Yeah. Okay. Like, do you pay for it?
Yeah.
You
know,
that's a big stunt?
I don't know.
Yo, he signed. Yo, so you got ADT?
I think it's a stunt.
I don't think you can get ADT on an apartment. I'm going to try, though. Yo, can y'all guard my front door?
You guys say it like, oh, you got ADT? Bro. Damn.
Oh, you got ADT?
Having a house is a stunt in itself. Fuck ADT.
You got ADT? Damn, you got that from the gay clips?
Oh, you know, OPP, you got damn.
Edit button.
31 minutes.
Other people's penis. Or other people's pee holes, either way.
Actually, damn. No. Actually, that was perfect.
How do you feel about that?
You down with OPP?
How do you feel about having to walk all the way across the table?
I love it.
Gargantuan arms.
Oh, were we talking about anything else?
We never were. And okay. We never will.
So, let's get into some of these questions. You got questions, I got questions.
You know, you hit us with them first.
Okay.
Because he ain't got them.
All right.
You relax. I got them. I wrote them in the group check. Checks. Liar. Chats.
This week,
yes.
I cooked some pulled pork. Barbecue pulled pork.
In the pool? Oh, you just cooked that shit in the water? Yeah, I'll cook some pulled pork. And you're just wet.
I'm in there like a baptism.
He got a whole pig. Yo. He's like, yo, let Charlotte. Oh, no, wait, that was the spider. What was the name of the let Babe up.
Yo, Gary. Gary roasting the pig in his pool is hilarious. Oh,
boiled no, pig. I'm just cleaning it like cleaning the pig in the pool.
I got pig grease in the pool, bro. That's wild. So you're making pulled pork in your pool.
Yeah. Pulled pork in my... No, not in the pool.
He said, yeah. He
said, yes.
I made it in the crock pot. Okay. I made it in the crock pot.
Crock pot from your registry? Okay.
Yeah. Is that was that on Jackson's registry?
Was that Scarface? I made it in the crock pot.
Made it in the crock pot.
What the fuck was that? Did you just make up a lyric and yeah. make it sound like it was an actual song?
Crock pot.
Crock pot.
I'm over here making the stove top.
Word.
tell him you hate his joke by not telling him you hate his joke.
Yo, this he French said word. This French toast milk style is really good. Thank you.
It's like a dick. Laugh at my joke. Don't tell me about beer. Fuck that beer.
Imagine what you said actually came to fruition when I was sipping here and there was actually a dick in there.
What?
Imagine. I just filled your beer. I filled your beer with little
dicks. Yo, this is little dick ass beer. Fruit by the inch ass beer.
Fruit by the inch. Y'all terrible.
So I made pulled pork.
In the pool.
My question to you guys, when you go to a barbecue joint, do you get brisket? What's your favorite? The brisket, the pulled pork, the sausage?
Tri-tip. Burnt ends.
Tri-tip. Is that what you're going with? The brisket.
Ribs are too messy.
I fuck with ribs because sometimes people fuck up the pulled pork. It's impossible to fuck it up. People do.
Nah, because then you could just put sauce on it. So I'll do like the brisket yeah, and like the... True. Or maybe like the rib tips. You ever got mm-hmm. those? Like the rib tips?
Yeah.
I don't think I've had them.
Or burnt ends. I like those too. But I usually go like tri-tip or the brisket and pulled pork.
Never the sausage? Whoosh. Never the sausages?
Never want the sausage.
You know what? The Lucille's be having them.
Man, there's a sausage in here for sure.
For sure, bro.
The links are good. I just don't like the hot ass links.
What about sides?
Oh, fuck. What about size? You like them big? What about the size?
Yeah, this is some great wild ass questions. All from cooking pulled pork.
What about the sides?
What's in the box?
What about the sides, Mike? What about the sides?
Mac and cheese. I always go mac and cheese.
No coleslaw?
Some places don't do coleslaw, right?
I only go between three.
See? Three. What's your three?
It's either mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
It's either mac and cheese, mac and pork, mac and me.
Mac and these bitches.
Mac and me, man.
Mac and me. Yo, holy shit.
Mac and me.
Call man. Back.
All right. Mac and cheese.
Hey, watch the what's the edit right there?
Watching Gary get it in real time was great.
100%.
Yeah, Gary's high by contact.
Yeah, 100%.
Mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, or baked beans. Love me some good barbecue baked beans.
Yes, sir. All three of those, I agree.
I love baked beans.
I love baked beans because baked beans are me.
I was thinking more along the lines of,
I love money.
Y'all remember that show?
No. From, you made up your own show?
Again?
I love New York.
When you were making pulled pork.
I thought just
pork.
Like he made up his own a rap lyric right
you
now.
You don't remember I Love New York?
Yeah.
From like 2003.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember.
From the New York, the girl in New York. Yeah.
But then they had a show called I Love Money from one of the like people. They made like all the fools that wanted to date her.
Uh huh.
Like do games and shit.
That's where they got like the two brothers
challenges. Like, yeah, Chance and Real.
And then Chance died.
Did he?
Yeah, Chance or Real, one of them died.
Damn. Chance crazy. Looked like Cameron.
Yo, hit that up. Hit the Google.
Yeah, see, hey, see did died. Chance or Real die? Just type that shit in right now.
Type in C first. Hey, I want to see your searches.
But first we're going to take bets. Mike, you got Chance or Real? I got Chance.
I got Chance. I think I'm pretty sure I read Chance.
Brothers.
What if real?
I spelled real. Look how I spelled brothers.
Terrible.
The computer just changes to night mode.
Real brothers. Oh shit. Holy. Are Chance and Real brothers? Yes.
No.
All right. So are Chance and Real dead?
Chance. Yeah. 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 Type that in. That's a good question. Like, yeah. It's like the, what's it called, Family Feud?
Ahmed Givens, rapper Ahmed.
Can you read?
Oh, he died at 33. R.I.P.
So Chance.
Colon cancer. God.
Oh,
damn.
You can read. You got nice eyes, huh?
You got nice.
Wait, what kind?
You mean good
the kind
sight?
You
want
to fuck or the kind?
You mean good sight?
Yeah. Want to eye? Fuck your eye socket.
You got good eyes. I can fuck.
Oh, you got nice eyes.
Your eye socket good,
I
wanna bro.
Fuck him.
Bring your eyes over here so I can fuck him.
You got nice eyes, brother.
So Chance is the one that died.
Yeah, nice eyes,
bro. No. Nice eyes, motherfucker. Long fries, motherfucker. No, who is not Chance? Is that Chance? Is that real?
That's real.
Yeah, real, though. Not Chance.
It's real.
We need to make the bet.
Oh, real Chance of Love Star.
Yeah.
I just didn't read the whole thing because I'm fucking.
Amar Gibbons. That's crazy. Colon cancer at 33. That's wild.
Nah, that's
bro.
Sad.
That's super sad. Young.
How do you die at 33 with colon cancer? I'm
so,
36.
Hey, let me tell you this.
I'm 28. That's crazy.
All right, 28-year-old. Let me ask homeboy over here. That's not you. Like you don't like coleslaw everywhere?
No, it's not everywhere.
Because a lot of places use a lot of mayonnaise.
If it just don't have the good seasoning
everywhere.
You know who got the best coleslaw? KFC.
KFC,
and that's where it stops.
Are you just spoiled from KFC?
What'd you say?
Are you just spoiled?
No. Oh, you mean the flavor that they give you to spoil it for
sorry,
me?
Excuse me.
Possibly because all the other coleslaw I've had is just not great.
Okay.
It's just way too bland. There's no flavor in it.
All right. Next question for me. Do you hate me for moving?
No.
Real quick. Real.
No, no, no.
I think I got real.
Shit got real so fast. Well, I just want to tell you that.
Hey, yo,
like...
I like how his softball questions were pulled pork. Softball question. I'm going to lead him. I'm going to bring him in, reel him in with the softball question.
I just feel like the change was sudden and we weren't given enough time to process.
You said that really well, actually. I respect it.
I couldn't care less. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, brother.
I was excited that you were moving. You're making
big
moves.
You had a question at all? You say you had some questions. Why don't we go back and forth, like
what?
Styles P and Jada.
Fuck. You got bars? What?
And you're Sheik.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, Sheik Looch.
You
okay.
are a silverback gorilla.
I was like, I am Sheik. Yes, yes. Whoever you are talking about, I am Sheik.
He thought we were doing improv. He's like,
yes.
Okay, I'll be Sheik.
I am Sheik, yes, from wrestling.
I am
Sheik.
Just started swinging them big ass, big wooden things.
Or just pick up freak.
Yo, you know, Mike's a good teammate, man. Yeah. He's like, you know what? If that's what we're doing, then that's what we're doing.
I'm here,
started
baby.
Dissing Hulk Hogan.
For no reason.
That shit turned off?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, make damn. Sure we pause.
I'm a diva, bro. I got to get my side, you know?
No, yeah, you good. Thank you.
Technical difficulties.
Difficulties. All right, so you were asking, are you done? You saw you passed the questions on to Ricardo.
Are you done or are you done?
Are you finished or y'all done? Or tree.
Okay. Do you
like
the move? Or...
hell nah, it should not be that.
Okay, it's not. All right, I'll save your life.
I do love it. I like the move.
Okay, no, but what I was going to say is more in terms of like, is it inconvenient as to like kind of like what you were used to already, or does it suck because you're farther away?
No, I'm only 20 minutes away from anything that I was away from anyway.
Did it make you feel better to move 20 minutes further away from the podcast?
It in my mind, I blame me for everything that transpired from...
Shut up!
You are either you're gaslighting us or...
Nah, fuck it.
No, gaslighting is illegal, isn't it?
Yo, what?
No, siphoning gas is illegal. Real thing. Have you ever had to siphon gas before?
No.
That's when you suck the fucking gas.
Have you ever had to do that? Like siphon gas?
You have?
No.
Please tell. Do tell.
It was $8 all
do
summer.
Do tell.
It was $8 all summer. Hell yeah. I was over here like, what are you doing to my truck? Fuck
Freako,
yeah.
Freako was walking Bean down the block siphoning gas from cars.
being on the block with like one of those, remember those old school like sport bottle straws? Like the bendy ones? Just had that shit in my pocket. Just walk up the car, like,
terrible.
Just spit it in the bag.
Yeah, man.
All right, what you got for me?
Mike, how come you don't have no questions? I asked for some questions.
I know, Mike. Do your homework, dude. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
For once, he does his homework. I know, and you didn't. You're usually very diligent.
No, not one bit.
you were telling me earlier, you know what? I'm living my life now. Like, if I want to do it, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Hey, your questions.
I was wondering, me saying that, if you caught on. The fact that I didn't write any questions. Like, hey, man, if I didn't do it, I didn't do it. I'm
feeling all right, good. Look, the next two questions are a little Kearney Venny, but maybe you guys want...
Is that a word?
Some, yeah.
A little
Kearney Venny. It's a Kearney Venny. Will you ever care about a Will Smith movie again?
Maybe a Bad Boys movie. Nostalgic reasons.
Anything else? Like, what if there was a...
I think that there's a lot of people still...
Did you just click your tongue before you talk?
What if he was Black Panther?
I was hoping that he'd be in the newest one.
Damn, okay.
I don't... Look, whatever happened to him as far as, like, slapping Chris Rock, like, it's not going to kill his movie career, bro. Like, the fuck? I mean, nobody... The people that are, you know, have made money off this dude for years, like, just take a couple months, whatever, off and bring him back.
Well,
he's still a pretty good actor.
He's promoting his new movie,
Emancipation. Have any of you guys seen the trailer? I haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't seen it. I'll watch it if it like comes up to my feed or whatever. But I don't know, my algorithm's crazy.
Yo, the way you said that, you said like it's popping.
The algorithm's crazy.
Yo. I just want you to know my algorithm's crazy.
No, but I will say
what
that. If Will Smith came back as a genie in like Return of Jafar version of Aladdin, I'd watch that shit because Return of Jafar is probably better than Aladdin.
I agree with you. He'll be the big red genie.
Exactly.
Wait.
No, it would be the other guy, but you know what I mean? But he could fight him.
I feel you. Is Ye too far gone?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean you've seen the Alex Jones shit, right?
Alex Jones.
The problem is, I was looking at this shit like,
who?
All these mediocre.
I'm Alex Jones. Who? Alex Jones.
No, I don't think. You just fucking mix Alex Jones and Mike Jones.
Yeah. Call me at 1-800 Alex Jones.
That is not what
Gary
I thought.
Too far gone?
100%. Gary been far gone.
All right, so. Kanye said...
Since the first edit.
Kanye said Hitler was
Drake's
cool.
Drake's album.
Kanye said Hitler was cool. Okay. What else did he say recently? He wore shirts that said White Lives Matter.
White Lives Matter. But I mean, he said a lot of shit yesterday was crazy.
Which is the Hitler shit.
Do you have everything he said written down in list form?
No, but do you need
it? Why? You didn't do your homework?
I didn't know that was part of my assignment.
No, I think he's asking me.
Yeah, I'm doing the joke.
Do you need it?
The thing about this is what's killing me now is like we already know that Kanye's mentally ill, but all these other media outlets who are just milking while he's on his way out, just milking it little by little, getting all their likes and whatever money they get from having Kanye on there saying wild fucking shit.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I'm sure people have tried to protect him, but it's just nobody's protecting him. I've always felt bad and still feel bad for him mentally, his mental illness. About the shit he says, it's fucked up. I can never agree with the shit that he says, but him as a person, I feel sad watching this. Like, just this guy just fucking discombobulate in front of us, you know?
Is he boring you?
Yeah, you see, like, he just chills.
No. Is he boring you because he's just looking at his watch? So I'm asking him, is he boring you?
Oh, you're asking me if he's boring me?
Yeah, that's what he asked.
No, but it buzzed, so I had to see what it was. What if my fucking blood pressure went down? Fuck, I could be dying, Gary. Why don't you care about my health, you piece of shit? It could have been anything. It could have been an emergency.
But I like how he tried to do it in a cool way, like not even look at you.
I know, he tried to like hit me with like a casino scene.
Yeah, is he boring you?
Hey, do I amuse you?
I'm talking to you.
Do I amuse you?
Oh, you weren't looking at me. Well, now I'm looking at you. How do you feel about that?
You're like half Joe Pesci, half Denzel.
Yeah, 100%.
That's me.
All right, half AC Slater's haircut.
You got a question?
Chill. First two seasons of AC Slater in the face ass.
I can't even Dougie with this haircut.
Out of all the things you got to worry about your dusty ass head, you think about the Dougie, bro.
Can't even Dougie with a mullet. Go ahead, man. Say a question.
My question is, do you still get excited for the holidays now that you're older?
Yeah, you know what? I told Al, like, yo, I need to put up that Christmas tree.
She didn't want to?
And you wanted to do it early.
I did it early.
She didn't want to put up the tree?
I didn't know you couldn't put a Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving.
You can put that shit up year long, if you, all year round if you want. It's
your fucking house. Your money. Put it up
when you want. I want shit here. You just live here.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, don't say that.
I mean, he just started this relationship. This was his marriage. You can't just... I go,
it was a Denzel line. I wasn't actually directing.
Oh, you're Denzel and Joe Pesci.
Fuck. Callback. Don't do my jokes, bro.
That's a quick ass callback.
Now I'm sake next time.
Premature callback.
Premature.
You're a premature ejaculator with the callbacks.
Yeah, you know me.
So you put up the tree mad early.
Yeah.
Does it stay up past New Year's?
It comes down after New Year's.
So you put it up early, but you take it off late.
No. It'll stay. It comes off after New Year's, but like the next day off is me getting drunk, taking it down.
You don't just keep
fucking the tree.
Why?
Just fucking the tree. Just that's how I take off all the ornaments.
I'm starting to think I call them ornaments.
Horny man.
Gary been posting his old videos, and I started thinking to myself. I think
Gary used to be really horny.
Yeah, Gary wanted to fuck everything. And said, I'm gonna make a video of me fuck. I want to fuck it, but I think it's better if I make a video of it.
A lot of my videos are me fucking fruits.
How many produce items can I fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the thing is, he wants to fuck it, but he wants to make sure that when somebody walks in, he's like, oh, I'm making a video. This is for jokes. Like, this is...
Yeah, brace. Yeah.
This isn't for me fucking for real, but you were fucking for real.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
No, I wasn't. But, all right, so it's my turn.
For, like, the 30th time.
You have questions?
That's what I'm saying. I'm making a joke.
All right, then. Damn.
Damn, yo, Gary spicy when he came back.
I'm spicy now.
Look at his icy. Gary, Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
Gary Spice.
That you was feeling me?
No, you don't much. Good job, Luz.
Damn it.
Hey, yo, have you ever imagined...
Don't call me a munch ever.
No, actually, I want to be called a munch.
Yo, low key, if you call me a munch, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My cousins used to call me, or like all of us, they'd be like, you butt munch. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What, they calling us ass eaters?
Yeah. When that wasn't cool back then.
When I was like eight, my cousin was like, you butt munch. You just call me an ass
eater. So as the years go by, as you get older, like will you be more susceptible to eat ass?
Well, think about it. When's the last time you were called the butt munch?
I said this, you're wrong. I said, susceptible now.
I'm susceptible now. Success.
I'm accessible now.
Yeah.
What do you think about ass eating?
When I was younger?
Yeah.
No.
I'm a man without it.
Cheers to you.
What kind of retort
Still
was that?
Still got it, baby.
I'm a man without it.
Still got it, baby. Oh, you thought it left?
You thought you was feeling me?
You almost. I've been sitting at home doing solo podcasts with and it's like, not recording them.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Yeah, I say it wrong. I say everything wrong.
Sorry.
It's okay.
All you do is try. All we do is just shit on you trying.
Yeah. Yo, shit on me?
No, you must. That was terrible. That was Gary Caliber joke, my bad.
Hey, yo, have you ever been driving and you imagine driving up the Call Hauler ramp and just say, fuck it, and driving off that shit?
Are you talking about Mulholland Drive?
No. The Car Hauler ramp. So you know those big things that haul like eight cars?
Okay.
And they got the ramp just hanging there, just hanging out there.
Yeah, that was that shit that in Bad Boys 2, when the cars are falling off the back of it. Uh-huh. And they were like being launched at them.
Who in my house?
In real life, though.
A different scene, but yeah.
But still, whatever.
In real life, though.
The devil!
He's not welcome.
Okay.
Sorry, Gary. In your real life.
We can't not talk about the Haitian and not do that.
Zach, you shot me in the ass.
It's okay. It's coming in, yeah.
Who shot you in the ass? You did. Who, me? Yeah, you. That who be you?
I'm in the KKK. It was that scene.
Was that a line?
No.
No. You just wanted to be part of everything.
You a munch.
Yeah, you definitely a butt munch.
Yeah. Name an episode, butt munch. Fire. Wait, what do we say about pulling things up that you're like not going to do it because you're super slow at it? Is that what it was?
Yeah. You said that people do it in public.
If you got a man-sized keyboard, you'd be able to...
Yeah, what kind of fat finger keyboard? What kind of
fucking Hello Kitty-ass keyboard are you working with, bro?
You got a thick board.
Oh, my God. That shit is miniature.
It's a little thicky.
You can fold that shit in half, put it in your front pocket.
You fucks.
Is that your sister's too? What is that, your sister's keyboard?
What time is it?
Yeah, you did good. Good job, Bruce.
I just wanted one too, man. Everybody was getting daps except me. I was like, my joke's not good.
I mean, you and Gary shooting from the hip at all times, so.
Nah, man, I had a good one. It killed Gary earlier. I just don't remember what it was. Okay, continue.
No, you've been
shooting. Shut up, bitch.
How we doing?
We doing good.
All right.
You can still see us, so I guess.
So y'all never imagine driving up that shit for real? Like, I do that shit every time I see it.
Final Destination has taught me that
it's like riding on a ramp up with a bike.
Yeah, but I hate driving behind those or anybody that has shit in the trunk. Like the fucking truck bed. Did you just whisper and disappear for a minute?
Anyway, does that. That's a Brace move. What? Remember Brace used to whisper and... You don't remember this? You remember this?
Yeah, like, do you know how microphones work? None of this is a secret. None of it. It's literally an audio recording, bro.
Hey, shout out to Brace, man.
La Jura is not here.
Even his whispers really sound a little gangster.
Yeah, he had the most gangster. Yeah, shout out Brace. Last time I saw Brace was at Gary's wedding. I missed him so much. He came in a zoot suit.
My man was Peaky Blinders
as a fuck. Suit.
I saw the images.
He looked like Edward James Olmos and American Me when he was like fresh out. He was looking at the cowboy boots all pissed off.
So you really GTA with it, huh? You be on a fucking highway when I fucking drive off that shit?
I do. But it's always like a little bit above the ground. So you know you can't do it.
But still, you're like, if you just give me a solid.
Just drop it and let me see where I fly.
See where I go. Knowing you won't go anywhere but down below.
You got another one?
No, he's
I got one right here, ready.
God, hit me with it.
Have you ever driven in a convertible?
Driven one?
Like
no.
Me
driven
driving?
Or you in the passenger seat?
No.
Either or.
When I used to do that, like,
I've had a sugar daddy before. Is that what you're asking me?
No, I used to do valet. There was a dude that had a BMW.
He drove you around. He's like, I'll park my own car, but you can sit in the passenger.
Sit right here.
You can
ride
shotgun.
It was an old dude. Like, sit right here. Sit right here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, sit right here. This is my dick. Like, say hi.
Like when your dad would sit you on his lap to drive. He's like, sit on my lap. Come on.
Put your hands on the wheel. Put your hands on the wheel.
You know how to drive stick? Come here.
This is my dick. Say hi.
It's really forward, sir. Here's your tip.
But yes, I'll go in there. But yes, I'll sit with you.
Do you know how to back into a space?
I'm mad you didn't say
That's a Freako classic.
Yeah, I like them. All right, I say this because yesterday I was driving by, like it was 9 p.m., driving by somebody in one of those Raptors? Like convertible Raptors.
Oh, convertible.
I thought
Raptor.
He was riding a dinosaur.
That's wild.
in the streets.
Oh, it's blue.
Fuck, it's Ripley's. Yeah. It's the top of Ripley's.
And then he was just like getting wet. It was raining.
It was
just,
you? He was wet, Gary. Sorry, it's
called. He back. Did. He did look like me. Actually,
you got a bad video.
Palestinian me or something like that.
Actually, it was sad when that video came out. I think I had broken up with my girlfriend at the time. Shit, it was raining. I was watching MTV. I just ran out of my lawn and slid in that bitch. Came back in the house all muddy. Mom was like, what the fuck did you do? I was like, she left me. And I got it bad. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Have you ever driven in a convertible?
Did Did you ever think that you would be this rich? That's the name of my podcast, by the way, everybody. So subscribe. Hey, shameless plug. Have I driven in one? Yes, I have. I've been driven in one. Oh. I've never driven it myself. But I think it would be really annoying to drive a convertible. Like, I know you got the windshield, but, like, I feel like... You ever, like, been on the freeway with all the windows down and it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that, see the appeal, but it's wild.
Save my life.
You, that's just because you could have your hair blowing in the wind. Look like
I see the appeal, but I mean, like we live in a state, actually a city that I mean, it's dope to have a convertible, but I never had the appeal.
Is it though? Because we can't go fast anywhere, but like on PCH.
But if you go any like 30 miles per
PCP,
unless you're on wait, PCP,
you, so if yeah, you're I in a speed,
that one on PCP. I call back again. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just got a bunch of old jokes that I reuse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's yeah, what yeah.
This is what happens.
Feeling chain.
What?
Nah. No. You're not a Sean Paul fan?
You're not.
I finally got it when he said. Y'all both, yeah. Y'all both don't know how to fucking start songs. He came with Mr. Window and you over here coming with Sean Paul.
It doesn't what people say. I want a feeling glue.
Feeling glue? That's a song he was playing when he was putting pulled pork in his pool.
Yeah, remember that time you were doing barbecue inside of your pool?
While pulling your pork?
Hey, remember the time you were yanking your pork?
You got that's a question of what I'm like 7-3 right
what
now.
What do you mean? I wish we were 7-3-1 at least.
What? You don't got a question, Mike?
No, yeah, I
you,
don't.
You never, you don't. We haven't seen each other for like 7 months. You don't want to ask him something?
Ask him something?
I guess.
Mean, you touched the. You touched on.
I didn't touch him at all.
You touched it. You touched him a lot.
These allegations.
It's yo, okay. That was,
here's,
an no,
here's a corny one. You miss us?
Yeah, of course. I miss this.
Hey, did you hear about the dude from Squid Games getting accused of being nasty?
The old ass motherfucker too.
Yeah,
but did you hear what it was?
That. Nah, why?
The girl said that he held her hand too long. I think is what it was.
Damn,
that like sucks. Close to his junk?
No, something? Just held
no,
it.
No, like there's just, countries like, that guided her somewhere yeah, and held it too long, and so he came out and basically said. That he didn't deny it, but he wasn't agreeing or what's it called when you
can't confirm or deny. He didn't deny it or he didn't confirm either.
No, he's not saying he's guilty. He's saying
he just stayed in his little box.
He's
like
I didn't do anything wrong. He's basically I was holding her hand. She was guiding
he's
me somewhere.
Just sat in his little corner like this.
He was like, plus I'm about to die anyway. So
look, it's crazy how he gets in trouble for that. But Giuliani straight up was about to get a hand.
Squid Games
on that Borat movie.
Is it Spider-Man too?
Yeah, he threw a squid at the camera.
He threw ink?
Squid Games.
What? No, they throw ink, stupid. Or is that just octopi?
He's defining the old man who was on Squid Games that has a squid in his underpants hey. And just yells Squid
is
Games.
Is that just octopussy?
Ink.
Thank you. Help him. Just make him feel better. God damn it.
No, was that wrong?
What? What he was doing is crazy. So you were kind of right. No, but what I was trying to say was, fucking, he got in trouble for that. But Rudy Giuliani was thought he was about to get his dick sucked on that Borat movie.
Yeah,
that shit was hilarious.
Thought he about to get dick sucked on that Borat movie.
Yeah,
you know, Mike said that shit like he had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
I always do.
You heard about Giuliani?
All I do is talk like that.
He thought about to get that dick sucked.
Sometimes I try to make sure I always talk like that.
Boy, you just like your daddy. Boy,
you like your daddy. Boy, you go home with that butt. I got south mouth.
Stupid. Y'all crazy.
I think Gary wants to fuck.
Hey, what amount of money would you need to buy something you really want to date with?
How you gonna ask?
Stupid ass question. Hold on. I wrote this shit when
I really
I was
want
asleep.
These half peanut butter, half chocolate Oreos. They're like $5. So I'll take $5.
All right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, what amount of money, though, do you really... Can you think of something you like? All right, man. If I had $2,000, I'd buy that right now. What is it like? It doesn't
if
have
I
to
had
be a
$3,000.
It would be $5.
If I had
buy those,
if
Oreos.
I had $3,000, I'd buy a WrestleMania ticket.
Yeah, me too.
That's what you do with $3,000 right now?
Two of them.
Well, no. So they got the sweet seats.
Man. Oh, the sweet seats.
I
want to
get the sweet seats.
How much are the sweet seats?
About $25.
Is it sweet? S W E E T or S U I T E? Fuck, that was hard.
Did you just compliment yourself?
I didn't. Yeah.
No,
shout out to me. I'm half Indian.
They range from 25 to 28, and spelling I want to shoot for it. I want to shoot for it.
Them bitches are going up, too.
Because it's all inclusive.
Yeah. Those sweet, yeah.
So are we.
What?
If Gary wants to be a transparent, we can all be inclusive.
That's true.
That's
right.
Another callback.
True,
yeah, I'm pretty good.
And we still don't know what Jackson identifies as.
Pretty good. Well, maybe I am a transparent, apparently.
Yeah, we
Hello.
Are.
Oh, that's a triple entendre.
We are. Come as you are. What about you?
I thought you revealed the title of the podcast.
He just pulls out his ring.
And we are come as you are.
And it's the same thing. It just spelled C-U-M.
Not gonna lie.
That's the only thing you
Not
changes.
A bad title.
Wait. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Come as you fart.
Do you want to buy anything? He said WrestleMania tickets for $3,000.
How much are the fucking tickets?
They're about... Well, the
lot,
regular
bro.
Seats are like... For 2 days, about 1,800.
WrestleMania is 2 days.
15,
now?
Yeah.
You say it like this, but we say it like, yeah, man. It's like we want to go. We want to go.
No,
regardless.
I get that. I'm not yucking your yum. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
I like what I like. And you I like what I like.
And it's fun. I went to what was it? SummerSlam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had fun
no,
there.
You did, but every now and then, who's this? Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know who the fuck they were. Whee! But I did pick my favorite. I'm like, yo, I like this guy. And it was fun to go.
You know what I like, though? You know how some people, okay, like when Becky Lynch came out, everybody went nuts. He didn't sit his ass down and wait. He sat up with everybody immediately. Yeah. He's like, okay, yeah. Everybody getting up. I'm getting up. Whoa.
When in Rome, if the chick next to me would have flashed the cameras, I would have flashed the cameras. Yeah. Like, I'm all in.
You got up and you were in it. You
I'm
were
all
in it to
in
win
all
it.
The yeah. way. Yeah. So... Yeah, so you want me to flash the camera or what?
No, what do you want?
Oh, okay.
What do you need to buy other than $5 Oreos? Oreo peanut butter. It's like, they have all these cappuccino Oreos, cinnamon Oreos.
You like the golden Oreos? Because those are the best ones?
Those are the best Oreos. Okay. The golden thins are really good.
Golden thin lemons are good too, but here's a kicker. Mm-hmm. Have you tried the golden Snickerdoodles?
Nah.
Oh, little cinnamon flakes and shit. Oh, baby.
Tell Gary where I took my boy, my baby. Where your sugar daddy took you this year.
Where'd you take me? Fuck, now I want to know.
Took you to see The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you took me? Fuck, now it's not like I had to put out.
Yeah, you did, though.
I thought we told this story on the pod.
No, we're on the pod. We haven't podded since.
Oh, that must have been one of the days I potted by myself and I imagined you guys
100%.
There. So what I would do is I would like set up microphones in my house and I would like put some of Kay's old stuffed animals in your guys' seats and I would have fake pods. And that's why I thought I potted with you guys. Oh, okay. Got nothing for that? Okay.
No.
Keep it going. I'm doing something.
Okay. I thought maybe, well, Mike was over here just staring at me like I had my dick out
because
in public.
That's how you sounded.
What do you mean?
This motherfucker asked you if you had a certain amount of money, what would you buy? You said you would buy plushy toys, sit them on a couch, and do a fake podcast.
No, that's not what I said. That's what I'm telling you. Man,
that's what I heard.
You don't listen to me. What I would do with $3,000 right now.
Not three. He said, what amount of money?
Buy Gary
if there's
a new
something,
camera.
If there's something you wanted to do, what amount of money would you need? Like, there's something you want to do right now that you've been wanting to do for a while. What amount of money would you need?
I got to get a Swiffer to clean up the mess I just made. I'm just kidding. There's nothing in there. I need, I don't know if there's anything I really want right now.
So there's nothing that you say, okay, maybe if I had, like, there's no limit to the money.
Like, obviously people are like, I want a house, I want a car. Yeah. But I'm talking about like, I just want like something useless that I want.
No.
Just something I want. Like,
yeah, want. Your wants. Cause there's needs and there's wants. What's your want? Shout out to Drake in 21.
Oh, man.
Like this is an imminent thing. You're like you're just just chilling, and you're like, fuck, man, that'd be dope if I had that money right now.
I could really use some Snickerdoodle golden Oreo. All
right, this nigga's just fat. Like he just keeps going.
I don't
for
want
the
anything.
Food.
I don't know.
You want everything?
I probably do, but yeah. I can't think of. I, whenever I'm put on the spot, like, what do you want? I'm always like, I don't know, because I just go with.
You know
the
what
flow.
It is though. I'm doing.
Oh shit!
I'm sure I want shit.
I have too much free time. Uber just gives me enough free time to think about shit. So I'm always thinking about like, oh shit, I gotta make this much money to get the tickets. So
like I got to work 75,000 hours to get a boat. Yeah. Like that type of shit.
No, maybe yeah, because I'm like, how much do I have to work?
You set
to get
goals
these tickets?
Like that for yourself?
Every now and then, not really. It depends on things that I need.
You like reach them.
Most likely because they're all attainable. They're like, within the like $500 range. It's nothing like big.
New question.
Except for paying the league dues. Those can wait.
All right.
League ain't done yet.
Still waiting.
Oh, so it's you?
Yeah, it's been me.
Oh, it's you.
Hey. He's acting brand new.
Hey. Why is Trey not pointing you out? Yo,
here's the kicker. It's him in both leagues.
Both leagues. Yeah.
He hasn't paid either one of us for his fantasy participation. And it's probably
how many years we've been doing this. They've never really cared until the end. All of a sudden, they care.
Because we started to realize that if you're losing and we're deep in the season,
I've never seen that problem.
People don't want to pay because they're like, I'm gonna lose anyway. Why would I pay money to lose?
We've never been that type.
That's why you get it up front.
I mean, I get what you're saying. It's very clear, but I've never.
All right, so
we've never had it in our league.
Live on the pod, whatever the fuck this is called. We're exposing Mike as a cheap bastard who hasn't paid his dues.
I can give a fuck. Y'all gonna get the money when y'all get it.
I can give a fuck less. What do I think of success?
It sucks too much stress.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
Unless you have one. You got one?
Yeah.
You got the last one?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Hold on, let me open my notes again.
Should have been open.
My man set up a whole camera.
Okay.
Well, you got the
fucking guy.
If you could quit your job today and do anything to make money as your job,
mm-hmm,
what would it be?
This.
Yeah.
With you three.
100%. Look at him trying to butter me
up. You
too. Oh, shit. Who, the ghost of Christmas past, motherfucker?
That's the ghost of Christmas, Pluto Nash,
motherfucker.
Edit.
Hey, yo, cut that.
No,
leave it in.
Hey, you know what? Bleep it. Say we're gonna cut it, but leave it in anyway. Shout out to Rick Glassman. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? Oh, wait. If I could, yeah, it'd be this. You? What would it
That's
be?
That's what I always think about. This? Like, what's your passion? I would like to just pod. If I could just do shit, like, just give me, let me pod. Mm-hmm. This and another pod. I do two pods.
Yeah, two pods.
Yeah. Fuck. I do my own pod and I do this pod.
And then you're calling me two peas in a pod. Two pods in a pea.
Actually, I've been afraid of this room. Tell you the truth, I've been afraid
haunted?
Of this room.
This shit haunted. You didn't tell us. Is ghost
not
in
like
it?
That? But it was. It's not. It hasn't been real to me where I have to do something.
How you say shit like that and look out the window? The camera.
Make sure the camera's recording.
Yeah, we're good.
I've been afraid of this room, like not coming in here to do shit, like anything creative, knowing this is my creative room.
Except for that on the wall that you did last week.
That shit.
Hell here.
You're a mathematician. Yeah. How you a silent mathematician? That's wild.
And you got a splash of the tism?
But like, there's a lot of shit I want to do. And I just, this is the first day that I'm doing. So I want to thank you guys.
Oh,
for
man.
Coming by
Thank
and
you for having us, brother.
Getting my juices flowing.
Don't ever put me into your juices when you're pulling your pork in your pool.
It's okay, man.
Wait, which juices did we get flowing?
The creative juices.
Creative juices.
You got pre-cum right now?
Even though there was no homework done for me. Like, he came us like a couple days in advance. Too.
All
like,
you had to do was write questions. Mike, you couldn't fucking follow the assignment?
If I'm not
shit?
Paying dues, what makes you think I'm gonna ask questions?
Yeah, so that's why you trash for three leagues.
Three leagues? Oh, this is a league. I guess. Hey, good job, Boos.
Yeah, because we're in a league of our own, you know what I mean?
Good job, Boos. Hey, there you
four
go.
Leagues. Four leagues.
Wait, what? Goddamn. I was there
for. I'm just gonna get lazy throughout the pod. Lay down further and
he
further.
Likes the couch all of a sudden. He's like, yeah, this couch is good.
Yo, this shit's tight. You could just pod like this. Yo, you know what I heard? The Marvin Gaye, when he was recording
He about to fall asleep.
He recorded that song like laying on the couch, like laying back with the microphone in this, kind of the way I am right now. And he was just, because when he recorded, he wanted to like feel what he was singing. So he would like lay on the couch all sexy and be like, sexual healing.
I don't know about Marvin Gaye. You look more like Marvin Gaye's uncle.
Starving Marvin.
I definitely not starving Marvin.
No. Actually, I meant to say, I wanted to call you gay somehow.
Fuck. Yo, I like how you just spoiled the joke. You got frustrated. Like, gay!
Oh, I hated this dude.
Child?
Hey, yo, this dude, speaking of mullets, this dude named Manfred.
Who was speaking of him? Besides your face.
Actually, it wasn't Manfred. I think Manfred called me gay.
Manfred had a mullet.
Yeah, that's what I said. Speaking of mullets, Manfred called me gay in like second grade. And then Joaquin was laughing and just said, just like some fucking, just said, gay.
And that just stung.
He was like, it stung because he said like something like, gay-ry. You know, like something.
Gary. Like, oh, so he nailed it.
Yeah, that's a good
Manfred
one.
Said that shit elaborate, like, yeah, you know, and we all had a laugh, whatever.
And Manfred was annoying.
But shout then out to this, Manfred. Fool, this fool just said.
I think he died.
Gay. Did he?
No, I'm just kidding. You bought that shit, though. Yeah.
I got one more.
You act like I'm keeping tabs on people that I knew when I was six.
Oh, yes. You didn't go to the fucking Selma 30th reunion?
Somebody doesn't even exist anymore.
You know what's so funny? That you R. say R. that. R. I texted Ricardo the other day. You remember an old episode where we were talking about this dude that had pornography in the hotels when we were little? Uh-huh. And you say he's probably, you know, his life is ruined. That dude's an administrator at some, like, high school or some shit. Verbum Day, I think. I don't know. I texted this fool. I was like, I feel so much better about
get
whatever.
Get him fired.
Yeah.
Comment down below. Subscribe.
I was like, I feel better. All of a sudden, we out, though. Over there.
We out.
No, right. We're not out. We out. I'm just saying our cameras out. We can edit that part.
Nah, edit that. Edit this. Let me see your big ass tits.
One more. One more question, and we be out. All right.
Man.
What should we name our new podcast, guys?
Oh, that's what you were trying to do.
Yeah, that's the last question. And actually, I've written a few names here, but go ahead. Answer the question.
Names. I wrote a few names.
That is actually the one I did not write, but I did think about it when I hung that up.
Because I don't know if there's any name that. Yeah. I don't. And it's very, like, we don't have to do too much. That's right there.
It's not on camera, so tell them what it is, Mike.
It says, come as you are.
So spelled C-U-M-A-S-S-R-U.
With the letter R.
Or you are.
So it's C-U-M-A-S-S.
But it's going to be, the R is going to be backwards like in Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that.
It's definitely spelled correctly. C-O-M-E. Yeah.
So we'd be the come as you are boys or what?
We don't have to be the boys.
We can just be the cummies. We'll be the cum boys.
We'll be the cum boys. The cummies.
The cum ass.
No.
the commas, but cum ass.
So you're trying to base the name of your podcast.
That's why I haven't seen you for 3 months.
It'd be three commas and then the letter U and the letter R. So three commas, you are.
No.
So you're basing
give
our
them
name.
Any other name.
You're basing our name that we're going to have a nickname. Is that what you're basing our name off
no,
of?
No, I'll say, so come as you are. I love that name.
That's one of them. What's excuse the other me. Ones you got?
Sorry, I had a...
What else you got?
I had a throat bubble.
Yeah, well, throat it? Bubble is nuts.
Was it a throat bubble, though? All
right, so I have come as you are.
Regurgitating some come as you are?
Yeah. Come. All right. All right, since we were asking each other questions and getting to know each other more, I said, let's be friends as the podcast name.
But we are friends.
Well, you and Gary, you and Ricardo are always fighting, so Gary, let's be friends could ow. Be.
Oh, shit. Get the, hey, Mike, hit me with that.
He wasn't lying.
That was a real help. Mike, yo, technical difficulty.
He said, Gary.
I got it.
Help.
I said, like, I grabbed the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
First of all, Mike couldn't grab the shirt. Second of all, Rich just said, I got it. Put the shirt all over his michelada. I got it. At least it didn't go under the couch. I appreciate
and
that.
And at least you got wood and not carpet.
I stopped it, man. Yeah. Now I'm just going to mop for the rest of the show.
Yeah, mop a little bit over there, yeah? Motherfucker.
It's my new house, nigga.
If you had a fucking coffee table, nah, this, you piece of shit.
I'm gonna have fucking roaches for sure. I had a coffee table. You had no fucking room in here.
You think I need room?
No, actually, I'm gonna get a smaller coffee table. I had the old coffee table in here. I took it out because
there was no room for your legs.
We should just be have the podcast like we're Japanese, mm-hmm. and we just sit on.
We are Japanese.
I think you can't do that anymore. Edit. Yo, how far are we in? Hour 45?
Something like that.
Yeah. I meant Siamese.
Hey, can you mark that down?
No, that's not racist, is it?
He's been shooting shots. Like he's got like his third one now.
We are Siamese.
I wonder when he catches it.
What?
Well, your shot you just took.
I'll be taking mad shots all the whole episode.
Not at you.
Uh huh. No, but he took a crazy shot of. I'll take a shot right now. Actually, you just spilled that. Take a shot of. Let's fucking
do it. Right.
So come as you are is one of them.
So come as you are is the. Here was mine from earlier.
Okay.
Way back. I was thinking.
Fuck. Let's be friends.
No, let's be friends or not.
Something that was like sophisticated. No, sophisticated English is the one that I have. It was something like that.
Unofficial intelligence, I think it was.
Unofficial intelligence is cool.
Yeah, unofficial intelligence. But it might be a bit long.
It is a bit long, like your dick.
I'm about to swing.
How is it any longer than...
Look at his face.
How is it any... He's not lying. How is it any longer
Ladies,
than...
Ladies, swipe left. You are? And then she will kill you.
It's just... So much easier to say. It rolls off the tongue.
Remember when you had shot glasses?
Unofficial intelligence. You guys fucking probably kicked them under the
Which one's yours, you dickhead?
It's Mike's.
No, I didn't have. Those are two.
He doesn't have one.
He only brought two.
Yeah, and they were both yours.
Okay. Yeah, which one was mine?
I don't know.
I just want Mike's. Y'all
take it. You give me some of my glass right
here. But I don't want Mike's babas. You know he got the HIDs.
Right there.
You know he got the HIDs, right?
Yeah, ADD.
Nah, Mike got the HIDs.
He got ADT.
I
said he got the HIDs. Like he's in low income housing.
Like ADT, real quick.
That's HUD. Right.
Yeah.
There's always been a podcast name that I've wanted where we would interview people, or where I would interview everyday normal people.
She's called the Tonight Show.
I interview a tia real quick, like just selling tamales and
like any tia.
Yeah, any tia.
Like just some bit of Vallarta.
Yeah, and it would be called Rubbing Elbows.
That's a long name.
I think you said that. You mentioned that.
Rubbing Elbows has always been a dream of mine to call a podcast.
Bumping Tips.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not it.
All right, what about Love Us? I'm going to read a few, so just say, nah.
No.
Three Kings.
Nope.
Like the Ice Cube movie?
Yeah.
No.
We three kings be stealing the gold.
No.
New Milk.
Nope.
What?
It's one of you guys said that shit in the condo.
Yeah.
And I was like, in the condo. In the
he just cursed us.
No, it was like a callback. Combros?
Nope.
Love it.
Matinee Boys?
Nope.
Are we recording this in the day, Dick?
Well, by the way,
we could.
By the way, guy, we need to mark this. He liked Combros. How did you like? Did you like Combros?
I like Combros.
Okay, so that's two for one of them. Go ahead.
That was my name.
All right. Razzie Rich and Mike.
Nope.
Doesn't have the same ring as
Razzie Easy Boogie.
That's hilarious.
Rich Mike Razz.
It could be any variation of our three names.
Nah.
I just, that was just what I put down.
What if we do like NSYNC and like we take like the first letter of our names and the first letter of our last names and we rearrange them to make the word NSYNC?
Or, are we take every first letter of each name
Staring
and it'll be like
heart.
RIM. We call it the RIM podcast.
I like that.
RIM. We roll the R, RIM.
You can roll that shit, put that shit in the pulled pork pool.
Roll that shit, pass that shit. Don't even smoke it.
I need money. No.
All right, I got one more. Well, I actually got like 10 more. Mm-hmm. Still in the Oven.
Nope.
Okay. Outside Babies.
Nope.
Orange Rain.
Nope.
Early Worms.
Nope.
Late Bloomers.
How about... Shouts from the Shed.
Ooh. No.
Oh, come on. That's kind of fire.
No, it's not.
That's like a horror pod.
Yeah.
You wanted to have a horror
pod?
We're
going to transition.
But then we're missing the...
Well, since this little sentence, the small, and I had this name for my pod, I was going to steal somebody's area. Nook and Cranny.
Nook and Cranny.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we get in the, we in a nook and we get in the crannies.
Yeah, I hear
nook
you.
And cranny.
So nook, nook and all cranny. Right.
Just to amuse so, me.
What if that's already a name? Google it, Gary.
It is, but it's like a podcast nobody pays attention to.
Nope. Oh, really?
It's like a political podcast that's super like nobody pays attention to. Doesn't have views.
What's it, we'll spell it differently.
Yeah.
The thing about that shit though, like you could people can have the same name. There's no there's no IP on that. Like.
Okay. What Shut about up. Knight Armors?
Nope.
Bitch, what?
It's like a Batman game.
Old knees.
Yes.
That's when we in our 50s, bro.
Conlingual.
That's no.
You know that meme where she's like,
peep this.
That's hilarious.
No. Well, he likes it.
Last one.
Okay.
We'll name this podcast later.
It's going to be Will, so it's technically not the same.
Okay, so Welp. You have...
You know, it would be Welp.
So he liked...
Welp.
So you both like Conbros. You both liked...
Come As Peep You this. Are and Peep This.
You guys both like Come As You Are?
I don't know if you like Come As
I
You
like
Are.
I like Nook and Cranny.
Nook and Cranny's cool with me, too.
So all three of us like Nook and Cranny, so that's one that's in the top. And then they got... They, all three of us like Come As You Are?
Maybe mm-hmm. we can change it somehow.
What?
Like a play on words. Like instead of Nook and Cranny, like...
Crooks and crannies. Looking. Crooks and grannies.
Nope. I think Nook, because it's like crooks a, nice and little, we, it's a nice little Nook. I don't think we're in trouble with that. I don't know if you want to change it up. I don't think we're in trouble with Nook and Cranny.
Books and fannies.
No.
There it is.
No.
Deleted. That was from Liar Liar. No.
So for the three of us, like two of them so far, there's uh-huh. another one that we liked together.
I like Unofficial Intelligence.
That's another one that we like.
UI.
UI, UI.
UI boys.
UI. Unofficial Intelligence. I just feel like it's too long, but I mean, if you guys, it's two to one, then I'm down.
I didn't really like Unofficial Intelligence.
Okay, then it's not 2-1. It's 2-2. Or two,
okay.
2-1 on this side.
Shots from the Shed was rejected.
Let's be friends.
No, I didn't like that one.
Okay.
So you got those two. What other ones did we like?
Old Milk.
No.
New Milk.
Fairly Decent Milk.
Just something, about spoiled, but right under
something
milk.
With babies.
2% milk. Soy milk.
Oh, let's take this shot. I've been drinking it.
And for milk.
I thought we were gonna take it when we make sure what's the title.
Nah,
of the
we'll take another one after
we don't
that.
Know how much more time we have on these cameras. All right. Thank you. So I love you guys. Miss you.
Yeah. Your glass smells like pata.
Yeah, well, that's probably rich.
My patas?
No, your glass, your breath.
So we got Come As You Are, we got Nook and Cranny, and what else? Those are the two that so far all three of us like.
Yeah, well, that's about it, man. I don't know.
No, I'm going to think of one.
Well, we don't have to name it right now.
No, we do. It's we tradition.
We can go out.
How do we come up with conversation?
What was his name of this podcast? Like, Foot by the Fish. Fruit by the Fish?
At first it started.
Fruit by the Inch.
Yeah, Fruit by the Inch was one
Fruit
of them.
Fruit by the Inch. Yeah.
Fruit by the Inch and Bunt Munch. Like, one of those two. What are we, why don't we
just
choose?
Just name the pod?
Yeah, just episode, the name blah, of the blah, episode. Blah. Name of the episode, Fruit by the Inch or Bunt Munch.
Fruit by the Inch.
Okay.
And this is all edited out, right? All this shit.
No, no, time. We good. We still rocking.
Hey, you remember the
You gonna leave that in?
Remember at the end of Rush Hour when Chris Tucker kept trying to say gefilte fish?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
This is our gefilte fish.
Yeah. And
shout out to the
our post credit scenes.
Remember?
Wait, you can't say that no more, huh?
Well, gefilte fish.
No, I said shout out to the Jews.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you shout them out.
Shout them out.
Yeah.
Shout them out.
Yeah, shout out to Jews.
Yeah, you got like
Ari Emanuel.
You have like two permanent tears on your face right now. I love
bro,
it.
Bro, they're for the Jews.
Is it like when you litter in front of a Native American?
I mean, look, it's not bad, but damn.
So like if you save money, you just get two tears.
How many pods have been like?
Like, what? You managed to save $100 on your rent?
How many pods has been juicing this Jew thing?
I'll be juicing the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Or pulling your pork.
Juicing the Jews.
They don't like pork.
Oh, damn. Not even pulled pork.
what
yeah, can you imagine going to a
yeah, what if we clean it in the pool?
Not knowing the person is Jew, like, oh, you can't eat this? Like,
I'm gonna have a rabbi just bless my pool first, and then I'll fucking baptize them. Yes, sir.
Yo, shout out to Ari Shafir. That was a really
That's good. A good ass. Yeah. Yeah. Peep this right now. Let's go. Peep this. Ari Shaffir Jew is really great.
No, actually, I was talking to Ricardo and Trey about it. Well, Trey told us about it.
Never talking about me. And, no, never. You should have a four-way thread. You, me, Rich, Trey.
We'll talk about it.
We'll, we can do that, but do you have to
we'll
be in it?
We'll put it to a vote. We'll put it to a vote.
A four-way. I got
Stutz.
Who would be your fourth, if not me?
I mean, I got a number of people who could probably take the fourth spot.
What's the white boy in your group?
Jeff? Jay Dallas?
Jeff.
You're asking who would be our fourth?
Yeah. Who would be your fourth?
That's
not
a good
me.
Question.
All right. Who would be your
fourth? We might have to edit this, but that's a good question.
You're a fourth.
No, yes. Gary. We will edit this. People will
edit this. Gary's a fourth.
I know it's not me.
It is you.
You got to think before you say it. You can't just say Gary and all of a sudden we
miss
somebody.
Now it is Gary because, you know, him and Trey be flirting.
Yeah, we flirt.
Fuck.
I think yes, because I can't really see anybody else in the like.
But I don't know if really Trey likes me like that.
He does. You're an idiot.
He doesn't.
See?
You're believing him. The same way you believe him when he talks shit about you and you believe that he's real.
Do you believe me?
You believe me now?
All right, my peep this, I got two. The show Mo on Netflix.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Is that like a sitcom?
Yeah. No, it's better. It's
Is that like Mr. Iglesias?
It's better than, it's not a sitcom, definitely. It's like the show Rami, but Rami directed that shit. Both of them wrote directed Mo.
It's like a spinoff.
Yeah. No, it's not a spinoff. It's his own shit. He's in Houston and Rami's in New York.
So Rami made a show called Rami. And then Mo made a show called Mo. That's creative as fuck.
Mo is actually funnier than Rami.
I agree.
You watched it?
No, I just know them as comedians.
Okay, so watch Mo on Netflix. Also watch Chippendales on Hulu.
But who's on third?
Those are my two.
You fuck with the Chippendales, huh?
You don't.
I haven't watched it.
It's
didn't.
Good. It's
I
good.
Don't like dicks.
Yeah.
So I like.
Well, I do.
My peep this is.
Well, I do. Why do you say it like that? Well, I do.
Is Stutz from Netflix? It's Stutz.
VIP.
VIP.
What, sticks and stone? What'd you say?
Fuck it now. At this point.
No, I know,
you said
yeah.
Stokes. You no. said Stokes on, no, on Netflix.
Didn't. No.
You
it.
Said Stony.
Fuck it, dude.
Estonia.
No.
Get yeah. to your peep this. Weasel.
Weasel. There you go.
Estonian.
What is that?
Nailed it.
And that's your peep this?
No. This has been Cobbles. No, for real, we don't have a name? That's crazy.
No, we don't have a name right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, shout
we're
from the shed.
We're going to talk about the name.
Episode one.
We're gonna edit this, and then we're going to fucking put a name out, hopefully.
Oh, shit. Tales from
days.
The Crib.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we'll see what's up.
Yeah. And I'm the Crib Keeper. Tales from the Crib? Nah.
Yo, how terrible is it? Nigga came to your house, talk about I'm the Crib Keeper.
In your crib.
In your
Tales crib. From the Crib. Y'all know me. Still the same OG. I just been low key. You
yo,
know
that's
me?
Wild as fuck.
I can't allow that.
I ain't heard that. Nah, I can't be the Crib Keeper on our Tales from the Crib.
Not in his crib, bro.
Fuck.
Get your own crib.
Nah, come on. Tales from the Crib's kind of hard.
Yo, hey, for real, congratulations, bro. This fucking pad is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
So no, we're not just deciding on the name.
It was a studio apartment, but this is crazy, Gary. It's a real
nice.
Upgrade. I'm glad
it's nice
you're
though, right?
Out here in the Himalayas.
Yeah, paying $750 for a studio apartment in Van Nuys.
You know
just
what I'm saying? That's what we
exactly
gotta do.
Yeah, why are you trying
it'll
to give away?
Be this. That's wild.
You know what? All right, the truth is, we got a studio, but we wanted to make it look real homey.
Mm-hmm.
So we just
got the popping out fucking New York.
We fucked up the walls. Yeah. We wrote some shit.
We gonna fix this shit up, man. It's gonna be us.
Yo,
it's
wait
gonna
till,
be ours.
Yeah, you just wait till you put up those the lights at all.
Like
all the
for, hey, man, us, man.
Yeah, this
us.
Is,
nah, we're gonna put the lights at all the YouTubers. Ours. Have.
Yo, pass me the soy sauce.
Hey, Alexa, turn the lights to burgundy. Yeah.
That's my sister.
She comes in and she changes the lights.
There you Lex. Go, boys.
Thanks, Lex.
Thanks, Lex.
Shout out to Lex.
Shout out to Lex. All day.
Not anything
fuck.
Else.
Shut up. AATL Georgia, what do we do for you?
Shout out to Outkast.
All right. Fuck?
All right. So peep, you have a peep this or we, yeah. we rocking out?
No. Abbott Elementary. Did I do that before?
No.
That shit is funny, man.
We've been on the pod for a minute. Abbott Elementary is definitely one that you need to play.
That's just pretty
you
funny.
You like that, too?
I don't like it. I'm just saying
That's just pretty funny, man. I don't know. I had a lot of free time.
I haven't heard it. I mean, I haven't watched
it. Yo, have you seen Wednesday?
No, not yet.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think she might be the perfect Wednesday. Fuck you, Christina Ricci. Was she Wednesday in the original?
Yeah.
Okay, then, yeah.
Al said, I want to watch Wednesday, but I've never watched the Addams Family movies. She's too young for you, bro.
Yeah, you said that shit to yourself? What, you got schizophrenia? You, like, jumped out of your body and yelled at yourself?
That's hilarious.
Olderphrenia.
for a second there, I thought she was mad young. She's like 20.
Yeah, stupid schizophrenia.
Like she's like 20 30. Or something.
She's 30, I'm 35. It ain't that much of a difference.
Wednesday, bro, not your girl, bro.
Oh.
I'm talking about Wednesday.
I gotta pee.
No, but probably. It's outside right there. Now we're gonna end it right here, but I'm just gonna say I started watching it. I kinda like that. I think she might be the best Wednesday. I like her. And plus they got a what's his name? Louis
C.K.?
No, what's his name? Come on.
I forget.
Gomez, Gonzalez. What's the dude's name?
Fuck. Hey.
Luis Gomez.
Yeah, Luis Gomez. Him.
Okay. From like the anger management and all that. Luis Gomez.
Yeah, and it's all like all Hispanic cast.
Pachanga?
Is Catherine Zeta-Jones Hispanic? Because they said it's an all Hispanic cast.
She might be. Bitch, she might be.
Bitch, I'm... Yo, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. 1-800 Catherine Zeta-Jones. Hey, one more thing.
MVIP.
MVIP. You know Manti Te'o from Notre Dame?
Did he just have a fucking live stroke?
I'll be having these. Manti Te'o from Notre Dame.
But from LeBron James.
Yeah, I think Gary said two things exact same time. You know the manatees, and they just came out.
You know the manatees from LeBron James. Yeah. LeBron James.
What happened was the little bubble under my tongue, little bubble, just
a little combo.
I hate it.
Your body full of bubbles, huh? You just a bubble ass motherfucker.
On my tongue, just.
Yo, you effervescent as fuck.
That's the name of the pop. Bubbly centimeter. Boys.
Effervescent means bubbly, fizzy.
Effervescent boys.
Effervescent, bubbly, Captain 7.
Yo, Manti Te'o. Wait, I said it wrong.
Manti Te'o.
Yeah. Did you ever see his documentary Untold on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. It's called The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist.
Oh, that one. Yeah. No, I haven't though, but I see.
It's really good.
Interesting.
It's really good.
The catfish.
So that's that. Yeah, the catfish shit. Yeah,
that's wild.
Oh man, the shit that he was doing, the catfishing. Oh, I was on the plane like, angry.
I want a catfish so bad. I want to make a fake account.
No, I was fixing my mustache. I was like, just make
like,
it.
Yes, I'm a billionaire. Yeah,
I'm a catfish.
No, you know what you guys gotta see. You guys gotta see Pepsi. Where's my jet?
I love that too.
You seen
that
shit?
Yeah, it's good.
That's a good documentary?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Good. It's about Pepsi not giving homeboy his jet.
He's like, Pepsi challenge accepted.
Yeah, no, yeah. He tried to get, like, Pepsi tried to do, like, Marlboro points. Like, you remember how, like, you get
Pepsi
like,
books or something
yeah,
like
Pepsi,
that?
Gotcha. Yeah. And he said, all right, 7 million Pepsi.
Yeah,
Pepsi
they said if you collect a certain amount of points, you get, like, a prize or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they said 7 million or whatever the number was, and we'll give you a jet. But they were, of course, they were like.
They didn't think it was a feasible
thing. What's it called when you're saying
gaslighting.
When you're exaggerating?
That's not
gaslighting. It was hyperbole.
Gaslighting
him. Hyperbole? Is that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Hyper him.
Anyways, so they didn't expect anybody to actually do it.
Yeah.
And homeboy was like, I could do that shit.
Yeah.
And he did that shit. And then he wrote them a letter. He's like, yo, Pepsi, where's my jet?
Yeah.
And they basically said nah, and he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna sue you."
They gaslighted him.
Yeah, they lit
no,
him.
They didn't.
They lit him on fire. It was jet fuel.
They thought it was.
They're like, "You want a jet?" And they doused him in gasoline.
They thought it wasn't feasible, and it was feasible apparently.
Yeah.
If somebody dedicates themselves to these one of these sweepstakes, like dedicate, they're bound to win.
But you know what? You'll like it because it's about that, but it's also about two friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like me and Trey thought the original Catfish movie was a horror movie, and we're sitting there thinking we're about to get scared, and we find out it's a movie about a fucking fat lady in a farm.
Hey, you fucking see Neve?
Like, bro, we were literally in the theater and just like, oh shit, this one is going down.
We thought that shit was like about a killer catfish. 100%,
no, no.
Like, yo, where's his mustache, bro?
Whatever it was, we thought it was a horror movie.
Let me see his whiskers.
We were like, holy shit.
Catfish are actually a scary animal, and I think a catfish horror movie would be fucking terrifying.
Well, they got Cocaine Bear coming out.
Excuse me?
Cocaine Bear.
Like, is that like bears on cocaine?
You ever seen the trailer already? That shit's been all about all over Twitter.
You got some?
It's Cocaine Bear.
You all about that bass?
What's funny is cocaine. The initial story is like the bear found cocaine, did the cocaine.
Water buffalo.
That was it, right? But the fucking movie.
We don't got it no more.
But the movie like is just him going on a rampage, just sniffing cocaine.
I'm really sad because in the early days of the pod.
He would have done it.
Our synergy.
He was talking though.
As soon as somebody said,
I was talking,
"How low can you go?" You would have stopped what you were saying.
He would.
That's what I'm saying. He would have.
He's a music guy.
He would have stopped, and he would have completed that sentence.
I would have done it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I was talking.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in the old days,
he's still talking.
He would have stopped.
Look, man.
We don't got it no more.
Let's Gary's tired of you, bro.
Yo, let's just call this pod. We don't got it no more.
When Gary's tired still of you, it's hilarious.
Still ain't shit. Yo,
still ain't shit.
What's so funny about that title is that could be the title and you guys own the rights to the song. You guys can play the song as the intro and the outro.
RD4 coming soon.
Just like Hollywood Sign supposed to be coming out.
Hollywood Sign, you piece of shit. Soon's already dropped. Soon.
I
some
love
fucking
sins.
Friends
I love
you are.
Sins.
He got so bad.
He said Hollywood Sins.
You know, it would have been funnier if
is
I
was a fucking mashup.
If I would have just said, yeah, just like that, whatever the fuck it is, the Hollywood Sins, whatever the fuck
what
it is.
What do you know? The fucking hokey pokey.
The Hollywood cool, whatever
son
the fuck.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that would have been trash if I
cool
did that.
Cool shit.
Mike didn't even go to the fucking release party.
I was right there. You were drunk
cool
as fuck, bro.
Cool shit.
You were drunk as fuck. I was right there.
Cool shit. Shout out to who did that?
Homegirl. Giselle.
MVP.
All right, we done, Zone?
Yeah, let's out. Right. Let's go.
That's how we sign off now. We're so trash.
Hey, peace be with you and also with you.
At least go like it's Big Mike or some shit.
Yo, I'm Rich all up in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building. This shit
to my right.
Hey, Big Mike, definitely on the mic.
And we will catch y'all later.
We'll see when they come back.
See you later, alligator. I'll think of a name some other time.
Latex condom. Shit, my shit was a condom. I mean, my shit was falling. Like a condom.
Gary's so
Wakanda? Wakanda forever.
Gary's so horny right now.